say a warm good morning to our cherished listeners. So, right from birth, I've always wanted to be in a position to help people, in a position to contribute positively, to affect life. So, when I lost my sight, I once had a story about a young girl who was raped, and she was denied justice because she came from a poor background. So that was where I had the interest to go into law to advocate for the less privileged in the society. So that was when the interest developed.
So even as a child, you had heard this story and it just filled you with this burning desire to bring justice to people who didn't have access to justice.
Yes.
But were you born into a legal family? What sort of family life was it?
Well, my dad is a retired factory worker. My mom is a wife, housewife.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't born into any, should I say, legal family. There's no lawyer. I mean, I say this with a lot of humility. I'm the first lawyer in the family. So the passion came when I heard the story, when I developed the desire to help people. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't born into any legal family. I'm sure we are now setting the pace.
You certainly are. And was it a big family? What sort of family environment was it? Where were you born?
Okay, so I was born in Tama, but I was raised in Winneba. I'm a proud native of Winneba, the Futu constituency, yes.
I see.
Yeah, so I live with my mom, dad, grandparents. So it's quite an extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where I started my school, from University Practice Primary School. Then in 2002, age 11, I lost my sight as a result of a drug reaction.
Tell us, you say it in such sort of common, sort of like down-to-earth practical terms, like it's just one other detail.
Yeah.
It's not just a detail. There are an awful lot of people who don't have their sight, who have no memory of what it's like to be a seeing person.
Mm.
But you had your sight until the